listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
And thank you for joining us for Retirement Today. This is your host, Jenna Carnes, owner and president of Beacon Wealth Advisory. And of course, I've got my co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, Jenna. And thank you for having me on the show today. I am really excited to talk today because there's a lot going on. And you're going to try to sort it out for us. I love
that. Yes. It's been a roller coaster lately, hasn't it?
It really has. And before we get into that, how have you been doing?
Doing great. My daughter, we had that birthday party last weekend at Dave and Buster's.
That's right. How did that go?
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. We had like over 20 kids show up and just they played a lot of games, had a good time. My daughter just felt so loved. A lot of the kids even made her like little personal handwritten cards. Aww. And the teacher did too. And so it was so good. She's like, Mom, this is the best party I've ever had. So it was great.
That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It was wonderful.
Well, that's great. And how old is she now?
She is 7. I can't believe it.
7. Wow.
Yeah.
They grow up fast. Trust me. Mine are all out of the house now.
I know. Yeah. Gosh. So how are you doing?
I've been good. I've been really busy, but good.
Good.
Waiting for spring here in Minnesota. Wishing it would come sooner rather than later. But otherwise, great. I can easily say that this week I'm doing better than the market.
Yes, I know. Gosh, it's been tough for a lot of people. It's been tough for all of us, really, you know? Yeah.
It has.
It's like, wow. So we'll definitely be talking about that. Yeah, there really has been a lot of volatility, a lot of concerns. Yeah. So we'll be talking about how to handle that today.
Yeah, it's a good thing to talk about. I know it's on the top of everyone's mind. It's what you're hearing about. All you have to do is look at your phone, turn on the news, turn on your computer. Anywhere you look, they're talking about market volatility and tariffs. So. Right. Today, we're going to talk about this topic and people panic, right? They worry sometimes. I'm sure you have people that say, what should I do? Do I need to do anything? Right?
Yes. I've actually been taking a lot of those calls this week and also in pretty much all of my reviews. That's the thing that people want to know. What do we do during this time? And really, I mean, financial advisors should be reaching out to you, especially if there's a correction in the market. You know, we shouldn't just be calling when everything's great and the market's super duper high. I think one of the reasons people pay us is to guide them during this time. They want to know what should they do. And every situation's different, but we'll talk about, what do you do in 2025 here, especially if you're just getting ready to retire or maybe you're freshly retired? Those people are, I think, even more concerned, Tony.
Oh, for sure. It makes a big difference. If you're contributing to the market, you shouldn't panic because corrections are a good thing because you're buying low at that point and you're still putting money into the market, not taking money out, hopefully. But if you're near or in retirement, you want the market to be up because that's probably where most of your retirement income is. However, I know for your clients, that's why you make sure their assets are properly allocated, not all at high risk, things like that. And I have to admit, Jenna, I do my best to stay calm. But the financial news that's been hitting us the last couple of weeks, it's hard. It makes being calm and keeping emotions out of your financial decision a lot harder. And I think today's show is going to smooth some nerves out a bit. So
that is absolutely the goal.
Where would you like to begin? I know we have a chart that I can show. Would you like me to jump into that first?
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, obviously, I think most of us know that the reason the market has been so volatile is due to the tariffs. Now, obviously, there was a 90-day pause on those tariffs recently, but we still have the 10% across the board tariff that's out there. But boy, the market sure responded well to that yesterday when that 90-day pause came about, didn't it, Tony?
It really did. And it was one of the biggest jumps back up to have a big down week and then jump back up in one afternoon. It's crazy.
Was crazy. How yeah. I mean, if people looked at their 401k balance the day before, they had to be pretty happy walking into work and pulling it up this morning because it's pretty drastically different.
Yeah, you know? And I happen to know a couple people that actually on Tuesday of this past week, they pulled all their money out of the market on Tuesday. And then Wednesday afternoon saw one of the biggest single day gains in years. Yep. And isn't in a couple of the indexes, the biggest ever single day gain in that short of a time period ever. Yep. So, yeah. So they missed out on that that positive day.
Right.
And
right.
today it's another story. They're down right now, but they could jump back up. You never yep. know. I mean, if somebody yep. sneezes in China or the president puts a message out on X, it can affect the markets.
Yeah.
In a single day, you're going to get that up and down sometimes, like this year especially. So oh, yeah. I know we have a chart that you wanted me to show our viewers, if they're viewing, but I'll talk about this for our listeners.
Right.
And that is the S&P over the course of since the beginning of the S&P, since 1931 anyway, until today, the percentage of positive versus negative years in the market, 73% positive.
Yep. Isn't that something?
Yeah. So less than 30% negative. And we've only had 3 years in market history that have been dropped below 30%.
Right. Right.
In those 3 years that have closed out the year, 30% or below, the rest yep. have been positive. But Jenna, we were talking before the show, if somebody in the last 20 years, so if you go back 20 years to 2005, mm-hmm. and you have money in the market, if you put your money in the market, but you pulled it out or weren't in the market, the top 10 days out of 20 years, you would cut your earnings, the percentage you make, you'd cut it in half.
Right.
And if you missed 20 of those days, it would drop down to like 2% versus the 15%. So
right.
It's a huge drop if you just miss 10 or 20 days out of a 2 year period. But if you miss those 10 or 20 top days, you're going to miss out. So that's I think illustrates, what does that illustrate for our listeners out there?
Well, it really shows how powerful it is to just stay positive and not try to time the market and get in and out at the right time, because you could pull it out and then the next day it goes way up. And so then, like you said, you miss some of those really big days, which over time can make a huge difference. It was interesting. On Monday, I told a client, I was doing a review. They had a bunch of money in the money market. And I said, you know, stocks really are on sale right now. I mean, we don't know where the bottom really is, but I think it'd be a good idea to at least start dollar cost averaging into the market. You don't have to put like everything in, but what if you put, you know, a big chunk in and then every month started adding into that while the stock market is low? And she said, well, we'll think about that. That's a really good idea. Well, then yesterday hit. And she literally called me at the end of the day. She goes, Jenna, we should have listened to you. We are so bummed that we didn't do that.
Oh, no.
And so they did get in today. But she goes, man, we need to listen to you. This is why we have a financial advisor, right?
Well, they missed the top 10 day, and that'll definitely be a top 10 day.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at a 20-year period, that's a top 10 day right there.
Yes.
So, exactly. Yeah, and you miss those days, you miss out. It can really make a big difference.
Yeah. And what some people don't always know is that, you know, if you look back, I mean, the last 5 years, the S&P 500 is still up 80%. you know, so yeah. We've had a ton of gains. And I really, truly think the stock market, it was so high, whether there were tariffs or not. I don't know how you feel. Yeah. I mean, eventually I feel like it was due really for some type of correction. But, you know, the stock market does bounce back. You know, you look at like the Great Recession, you know, the Dow lost 50%. And then we had like the greatest bull run ever.
Yep.
And then even you look at the pandemic, you know, in 2020, it was like the fastest crash ever. But by the end of the year, we had really recovered most of those gains. So, I mean, history doesn't always mean that it's going to happen that way in the future. But historically, the market has always bounced back. And so it is so nerve-wracking to sit through those corrections. But it's just important to remember that the market eventually does bounce back, at least based on history, right?
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. If you look at the last 100 years, it's always bounced back in the last 100 years. And again, nobody has a crystal ball. I know you left yours at home today.
Yeah, I did.
But, and especially, you know, we live in, you know, different times. I mean, we don't always know what our government's going to do tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
true. But hopefully they have a plan and it will work out. However, you need to make sure that you're properly allocated. So let's start talking about people who are getting ready to retire or have, are in retirement. When the markets slide like this, I know a lot of them are really concerned, right?
Yeah. I mean, 2025 definitely feels shaky for retirees, or like we talked about the people that are like thinking about, should I retire in 2025? And so with the market being so volatile, inflation, you know, still lurking, 401ks taking a hit, people are wondering like, should I actually retire? And it really depends on the person's situation. You know, I think it is important to be aware of the sequence of returns. Yeah. Pulling from investments when the market dips can lock in losses. And so when you're withdrawing money, it does depend on what kind of lifestyle you want to live. But one thing I've been doing with my clients is that we've been trying to look for other sources than stocks right now to live off of. So if they have annuities, if they have money in bonds or money markets, maybe things that really haven't taken much of a correction, we're really leaning on those types of investments heavier to live off this year, or even like cash in the bank versus going into those stocks. So I have even been adjusting some of the income plans that I have to really withdraw money from portfolios that have not dipped down, some of the safer assets, to give those stocks really the ability to rebound. Because I mean, when they rebound, I would think they'd come up pretty good. And so you don't want to take all that money out. It'll run out faster if it just keeps coming out of the stock side of the portfolio. Doesn't that make sense?
It does. And asset allocation, or where that money is at and when you need it, that's different for everybody. And that's why if people have questions, you can sit down with them and run some reports, go over where they're at personally and what would be the best for them. But you're right. If you have all your eggs in one basket, that's going to be a problem.
Right.
But if you're properly allocated in retirement and you know, hey, the money I need to live on each month for the rest of my life, it's going to last as long as I do. And this is where the money is going to come out during this time period. And this money is for this, this money's for that. You have to have a plan that lays that out.
Right.
Or you're going to make costly mistakes, right?
Yeah. And really, the plan has to be flexible, because maybe we put together a plan where you were going to live off your dividend paying stocks because the market was high, and let Social Security grow or your annuities grow. Well, now we may have to be a little more flexible now that the market's down, and shift where that money's coming from, and maybe get it more from those other income sources. So I think, Tony, this is a really good time. If people have come up with an income plan, which hopefully they have, some people haven't, they really need to look at that, take a relook at it, and see if there are some adjustments that need to be made now that the market has corrected so much.
Sure. And depending on where, and depending on where people are at right now, if they were planning on retiring in 2025, it depends on where they're at and their situation. Yep. Again, I come back to that, as you said before and earlier in the show, you pointed that out. And that's so important, you know, but there's no way to know, hey, can I retire this year? Is this a bad time? And you can look at where they're at, punch in the numbers and say, oh, yeah, you're fine to retire. A lot of people will probably be surprised. Yes, no problem. Other people, nope, you're probably going to need to work another year based on these numbers. So it all depends on the situation. But until you work with a trusted financial services professional, and you're not going to know.
Yes, I agree. So if anyone listening would like to schedule a consultation to have us take a second look at your income plan, we would love the opportunity. And you can give us a call at 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993. But I think the big thing too, Tony, when we're going through this market volatility, whether someone is in retirement, close to retirement, or they're in their 20s. I mean, I've had people calling from all different age ranges, even if they don't need the money right now in their 20s, just obviously worried. And I think the biggest thing is we cannot panic. We absolutely have to not panic. That's the key. A deep breath, call the financial advisor, you know, schedule a call, schedule a meeting, and really just take a second look at things. Make sure you're properly allocated. If you need to make some adjustments, that's fine. But if you're invested, you want to stay invested. You don't want to try to pull out, time it, get into cash, because like we talked about earlier, you might miss when everything comes up. And so sometimes it is good to just kind of zoom out, tune out the news, you know, maybe not look at your account 10 times a day right now, because it really could make someone very nervous. And it's hard to ride that wave if you are, you know, watching it consistently, right?
Yeah. Well, right. And the emotional aspect of it, too, is just a great reason to work with somebody like yourself, because you remove that element.
Yeah.
You're going to look at things objectively. You're going to look at the big picture. You're going to look at their situation, and then you're going to help them make decisions based on the facts and getting to where they need to get to. Rather than the emotions, you're not going to let politics play a part of it. You're not going to let what the market did yesterday or is doing today play a part of it. You're going to look at the big picture and the long-term picture.
Exactly.
And leave emotion out of it. And that's the key, isn't it?
Yes. It's the key to being a great investor, is to not let the emotions get the best of you. And I think everybody knows you're supposed to like buy low, sell high. But your psychology is like actually the opposite, right? So people, when they call in, are like, what can I get into that's more conservative? I have to get out of this. You know, sometimes that happens. But then I try to remind people, well, you know, I'm happy to do that. But just keep in mind, you are going to be locking in your losses then right now, and may miss out on a recovery or a rebound in the stock side of things. So it's really important. And, you know, Tony, it's interesting because there are opportunities when the market's down, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. There are opportunities. There is a positive here. We're not trying to be all doom and gloom, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things I've been telling my clients, right now when the market's down, it could be an opportunity to look at converting some of those IRAs. Because if the IRA is down and you want to convert some or all of it to a Roth IRA, it could be a good time to pay the taxes on that IRA now, depending on your situation. And obviously you want to work with a CPA to make sure. But I do have some clients that are getting more heavy on the Roth conversions while the market's been down, just so they can convert and pay tax on a lower IRA balance.
Yeah.
So that is an opportunity. And then of course, like you mentioned, Tony, just being able to add into the market, adding in more, maybe dollar cost averaging into your 401k it's a great opportunity to do that. Right.
Yeah.
So,
right. And in to illustrate your point, if people try to time the market or do day trading, 90% of those people will end up losing money and end up selling low and buying high.
Exactly. It's 90, human psychology.
90%. I just looked it up. It's on Quora.com. And it is amazing. And that stat is thrown out there quite a bit. And it is high. You'd be surprised. People end up selling low and buying high, the exact opposite.
Exactly.
And because of the way we're wired, we're fueled by whether we want to be or not. It's greed and fear.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people get fearful and then they sell when the market's low. And then when the market goes up, the greed says, I need to be a part of this. And they buy. So they end up buying high and selling low.
Exactly.
And that's where having actively managed money and working with a financial professional comes in, because you're not all going to have all your eggs in the market in the first place. But what you do have there for growth is going to be actively managed. And, you know, you're going to help your clients make the best decision. Like, hey, we have this bucket of money for you to take from right now. We're not going to pull any money out of the market when it's down 10%, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And like I said, the tax planning opportunities, and you could even harvest some losses to offset gains right now. There's all kinds of tax planning opportunities out there. So sometimes it's hard to stay positive, right? When we turn on the news and we look at our portfolios fluctuating so much, but the really great investors out there do capitalize on the market when it comes down. They get almost excited, like, let's add more in. Let's take advantage of these opportunities, because we haven't had the market go down really for so long that it's like, man, the stocks are on sale right now, you know, and nobody knows where the bottom is. But that's where, like I said, if you can like at least dollar cost average in, it could be a great time to really buy those stocks, right?
Right. And that is so important to understand. But you're right. There are tax advantages. You know, a lot of people, if you have a tax situation, you might be able to do some tax loss harvesting. Right.
Exactly. And we even have a portfolio through Gradient Investments that will actually automatically do that for you, which is pretty amazing. The tax advantage portfolio series that has come out. And it's funny, Tony, because like last year, a lot of my clients made a lot of money in their non-qualified brokerage accounts. And I always tell them, now you'll have to pay capital gains tax on this gain because it's getting actively managed. So don't be surprised in January when you get a 1099. But I always get a few calls in January going, now, why am I paying tax on this again, even though I've told them? And it's kind of the trade-off for making money. But sometimes those non-qualified accounts, like the stuff that's not in IRAs, that capital gains tax can be kind of high if you've made a lot in it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I love that portfolio, the new one that came out, because like I said, they're going to get in there and automatically harvest losses to offset gains with the goal to help manage some of that capital gains tax that people get. So this is a great time to be in something like that, because you could capitalize on that, you know, if there's some stocks that maybe lost to offset the gains.
Yeah. Wow. I'm glad you brought that portfolio up, and I'm glad that you work closely with the portfolio managers. You can pick up the phone and talk directly to them.
Love that.
A lot of financial advisors don't have that opportunity.
Yes.
And you can put your clients on the phone with them if they have questions. So that is fantastic right there. Plus there are a lot of other options out there.
Yeah.
Now, before we go today, I suppose for those not yet in retirement, the key is to put as much in your retirement savings as possible and maximize that, right?
Oh, yeah. We definitely want to be looking at making doing the contributions into the 401ks, because obviously the employers match that.
Yep.
And something that happened this year is if you're between the ages of 60 to 63, the government did lift that amount as to how much you can contribute into a 401k. So normally it's like $31,000, but for people 60 to 63, it's actually $34,750 this year.
Wow.
So that gives people that are closer to retirement more opportunity to put into the 401k. And I think people really need to be checking with their 401k companies on if they can do part of their 401k contribution or even all of it into a Roth 401k because of the tax advantages of that. Now, here's the key though, Tony, not every Roth 401k will also do an employer match. What I found is that, like, you know, some retirement plans will just match the pre-tax side of it and not the Roth side of it. But you'd be surprised over time, even if you could take like a third of your contribution and put it into the Roth 401k, how big of a difference that would make. And again, dollar cost averaging into the market right now is great because the stocks are on sale, right?
Right. Where a stock, the stocks are on sale, taxes are at historic lows. So it might be a good time to convert some of that money over into a Roth, which grows tax free. Right. It all comes out tax free. But you mentioned the Roth 401k. More. I just read this, and I know for my own company and other companies, a lot of companies are now starting to, even if you put all your money in a Roth 401k, they'll match. It's just that the match goes into the match has to go into the traditional
tax
deferred.
Right. So that's match how it works.
Yeah. The match doesn't go into that same Roth, but the match goes into the other traditional 401k, but you can have both.
I know.
For a lot of companies, it works that way. Some companies will only match what you put into the traditional 401k, but I think most of them are moving away from that. And they're still matching what you put into a Roth, but they're putting the match into the traditional.
The pre-tax side. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to ask your company about that and your HR department. If you're still in your working years, do that. So great tips on today's show, Jenna. Flew by. Before we go, I know the biggest answer to these concerns people are having about the markets is to get that no charge, no obligation consultation. Have you run the report, see where they're at, and go from there. Get a plan in place. How can our listeners out there do that?
Yes. Do not panic. I'll say that again. Do not panic.
Right.
And give the financial advisor a call. Give us a call at 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993. Or you can go out to our website, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com, and request a consultation, or even go to one of our next workshops. And you know what's great, Tony? We also have our past podcasts on our website now, which I love that you guys are doing that for us. And so if you want to listen to this again or any of our past shows, you can go out to there. And also we'll be putting these out on YouTube, Facebook. And so there's all different avenues that you can listen to our show. But thank you so much for joining us today. And Tony, thank you for joining us as well.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Jenna. And that does it for today's episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.